Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat, Crossworld. It's a great opportunity and a privilege to share God's Word po sa inyong lahat today as we conclude the series Unhindered. So, kamusta po kayo? Ang bilis na po ng panahon, it's June 28th and ilang tulog na lang, we will be welcoming July at panahon na ng tag-ulan at panahon na ng bagyo. Sa Pilipinas, we are experiencing about 20 plus storms in a year. Talaga pong nakakapanghamba dahil konting ulan lang ay may mga pagbaha na. So how are we preparing for the coming rainy days? So purihin ang Panginoon because in every season, He remains faithful. So pag daw po sinabing storm or storms, ito ay nagre-represent ng challenge or challenges sa ating mga buhay. So truly, no, life is challenging. Kagaya po natin ngayon, we are into great challenge. Lahat po tayo, no, around the world are being challenged by this still pandemic, COVID-19. So, pero bukod po doon, meron pa rin po tayong kanya-kanyang mga hinaharap ng mga challenges. Kagaya po ng challenge ng mga bata, kung paano ang magiging pasukan, magiging pag-aaral sa new normal. And another challenge is yung mga single ladies and bachelors natin. Paano na ba yung dating? No? Yung challenge na ng not dating in the new normal. Anyway, we have our own challenges. Pero yun nga po, we need to adapt and adjust, no, and overcome challenges as we go on in this new normal. Pero instead, no, minsan na-overwhelm pa rin po tayo eh ng mga challenges na ito. At kapag na-overwhelm tayo, yun po, namimiss natin yung purpose ng Panginoon. Bakit siya nagpadala o bakit niya inalaw ang isang storm o ang isang trouble sa ating buhay. So today, we will be discovering, no, paano nga ba natin masigit na makikilala ang Diyos sa panahon ng storm and how does He want us to navigate through the storms of life. And whatever we are going through right now, remember that we are not alone. God cares for us and He has a wonderful plan for all of us. At itong mga challenges na ito will help us to become the people whom God called us to be. So purihin ang Panginoon and then pagkatiwala po natin sa Kanya ang ating pag-aaral ng Kanyang salita sa panalangin po. Let us all bow our heads and pray. Father, to You we commit, Lord God, our time of sharing of Your Word. Let Your light shine upon us, Lord. And dalangin po namin that as we take this path, Lord God, of Your will, Your ways sa aming pong mga buhay, matagpuan niyo po kami that we are getting strong and founded by Your Word and that we could be able to navigate challenges, Lord, ng mga buhay namin sa panahon na ito. Sa iyo po kami nagpapakubli at sa iyo po kami nagpapaturo, aming Panginoon. Sa iyo po ang lahat ng papuri sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen. Amen. So, let's go back to our lesson, no? Unhindered. So, we have seen kung paano yung Acts Church, no? In the book of Acts, as they received the power of the Holy Spirit, talagang they became unstoppable, unhindered. At hanggang sa nakilala natin si Saul na naging Paul, na wow, no, amazing yung transformation niya. Tuloy-tuloy, he has given his life to the Lord just to proclaim, no, the power of the cross, the power of the love of Jesus wherever he goes. Yun nga lang po, talagang kakaiba ang ministry ni Paul. Ang kanyang buhay ay nalagay po talaga sa peligro. Na po, wherever he goes, talaga pong may persecution, may ridicule, mayroon pong pananakit sa kanya, and minsan po ay talagang nabubugbog po siya at halos ikamatay po niya ang persecution na ito. Wherever he goes, somebody hates him. At yun po siguro ang pinaka mahirap na kalagayan, no? Pero still, Paul remained unstoppable, unhindered, no? Because he has a message to share, and that message is worth sharing, and it's talaga pong his treasure. At yun po ang kanyang daladala sa kanya pong missionary journey. At ngayon nga po, tayo ay pupunta sa halos sa katapusan po ng aklat ng Book of Acts in Acts chapter 27, wherein we will see here the story kung paanong naglakbay si Paul mula po sa Judea patungo po doon sa Roma. So, ito po ay isang cruise. So, Paul had a cruise. It's not a pleasure trip nor a star cruise. It's really a difficult journey, no, from Jerusalem to Rome. And you know what? Si Paul po ay committed, no, to appeal to Caesar, no, at sa kanya pong mga hindi nakamtan na justice sa mga governor sa Judea, ay talaga pong buong determinasyon na nais ni Paul makarating sa Rome. At kahit siya bilang isang prisoner, ay kanyang haharapin ng challenges na ito upang maging malaya sa pagpapahayag ng salita ng Diyos. So, in chapter 27 of the Book of Acts, we will see na sila po ay naglayag at sila po ay sumakay sa isang vessel, no, na tinatawag. With Paul was Dr. Luke. Marami po nagsasabi na si Dr. Luke ay talagang nag-accompany kay Paul. Remember, Paul, nag-describe niya ang kanyang buhay that he had this thorn in the flesh. Si Paul po ay mayroong karamdaman na tila walang kagalingan, and he was in pain. And some Bible scholars would say na si Luke, no, Dr. Luke accompanied Paul wherever he goes to be his personal physician. And at the same time, no, si Paul po ay talagang into action while Dr. Luke was into journaling. At dito po sa account na ito ng Acts 27, vividly po, we will appreciate, no, how Dr. Luke explained whatever, no, ang kanila pong dinaanan na di talaga po maaya sa gitna ng karagatan. At so, with Paul, Dr. Luke was another person named Aristarchus. So, si Aristarchus daw po ay na-meet ni Paul sa Thessalonica, at siya ay naging mabuting disipulo. At sa kanyang pagmamahal kay Paul, ay nais niya pong makapag-serve sa kanya. So, wherever Paul goes, no po, ay talagang sumusunod siya, and he voluntarily gave his time and his effort. Kahit kung nasa kulungan po si Paul, ay talagang nagsiserve po ang kabataan na ito. At yung pagtungo po ni Paul papunta ng Rome, ay sumama po siya so to serve Paul as his own servant. And then meron din po nabanggit na sa pangalan po ng isang Roman military na soldier na assigned kay Paul ay si Julius. So siya po ay galing sa Augustan cohort, isang matatag at prestigious military unit sa Rome. At siya po ang naka-assign kay Paul sa kanilang journey. And the rest of the people who were with them ay ang mga Roman soldiers at ang mga prisoners po, no, na waiting for their execution in Rome. So, hindi po naging madali ang kanilang voyage, yung kanilang journey. Noong una po ay maliit lamang ang kanilang sasakyan, ang kanilang vessel. So, from Sidon to Cyprus, sila po ay naka-experience ng matinding lakas ng hangin. Na nung una, kanila pong ina-expect na mayroong malakas na hangin coming from the northeast para po itutulak sila papunta sa kanilang destination. Subalit, meron pong isa pang wind na galing sa northwest. So, northeast and northwest ay talaga pong nagsalubong at naipit po sila sa gitna ng dagat with this contrary opposite winds. So, imagine nyo po, no? Talagang nakakahilo yung kanilang paglalakbay. At dahil maliit lang yung vessel nila, pagdating po nila sa Lycia, sila'y nag-stop over at lumipat po sila. No, sila po, Luke, at ang kanyang mga kasama mga prisoners, lumipat po sila sa isang larger vessel. Ang vessel po na ito ay papunta ng Italy sa grain ship, no, carrying mga wheat from Egypt. Subalit, yun nga po, sa malaking vessel po na ito ay mabagal pa rin ang kanilang progress dahil pa rin po sa masamang panahon. At dadaan po sila sa Mediterranean Sea. So, kung makikita po natin sa mapa, Mediterranean Sea is a big ocean at doon po sila naabutan ng malakas na bagyo. The wind was so strong. And right from the beginning, na kahit na nagsisimula pa lang sila, ay naabutan na sila ng malakas na hangin at bagyo, nais po nilang bumalik. Pero hindi na po sila makabalik dun sa isla na pinagsimulan po nila ng voyage dahil wala na po silang makita along the sea. So, punong-puno na po ng hangin at malalakas na alon. At ito po nagsimula ang difficult journey ni Paul. So, it was really a perilous situation. Nakamamatay, nakakatakot na sitwasyon. At mahahambing po natin ang ating buhay sa paglalayag ni Pablo noon at sa buhay natin ngayon. Siguro masasabi natin na whatever we are going through right now with this COVID-19 pandemic crisis, no, ito na yata sa tanang buhay natin ang pinakamahirap na krisis na hindi natin alam ang kasagutan kung kailan matatapos. At tila sa paglingon mo kung saan man, saan mang panig ng mundo, ay maraming nangamamatay, maraming nawawalan ng trabaho, at maraming nawawalan ng pag-asa. And sometimes, no, we lose heart and we lose hope. At ito po ang naranasan nila, Apostle Paul, sa gitna ng kanilang journey. Pero purihin ng Diyos, because as we read through the story, makikita po natin that they were able to arrive in the island of Malta. So, kung a-advance lamang po natin ang tingin natin sa ating aklat, sa ating Bible in Acts chapter 27, no, ay yes, nakarating po sila doon sa Pampang, nakarating sila sa isang isla, subalit ang lahat po ng kanilang bahagi ng kanilang sinasakyan na vessel ay talaga pong nasira. But now, we would like to learn from this journey of Paul, from his voyage, no, and how he was able to navigate through this storm successfully. Kung papaanong nakalipat sila mula sa isang nakakatakot na sitwasyon tungo sa tagumpay. And ito rin po ang nais po natin na mula po sa sitwasyon natin ngayon na very uncertain, na dreadful, fearful, talagang hopeless in a way na masasabi natin, how could we navigate through this? And in the end, we will keep on praising the Lord and say to Him, wow, God, You really are with us. And You really are for us. So I would like to share some principles that we could learn through the life and the journey of Paul together with all the people in this vessel. How to navigate through the storm. Number one, learn to appreciate small things. Matuto po tayong mag-appreciate, magpasalamat sa mga maliliit na bagay. You know, in Acts chapter 27 verse 1, it says, when the time came, we set sail for Italy. Paul and several other prisoners were placed in the custody of a Roman officer named Julius, a captain of the imperial regiment. The next day, when we docked at Sidon, Julius was very kind to Paul and let him go ashore to visit with friends so they could provide for his needs. So, again, no, Dr. Luke, no, was very keen, no, sa kanyang pagsusulat, and very observant po talaga siya. Nakita pa niya yon. Nakita pa niya yon na sa gitna ng kanilang preparasyon on their voyage going to Rome, ang lahat ay nagkakarga na ng gamit, ang lahat ay nagsasaayos na, pero merong magandang nangyari, kahit maliit na bagay. And nakita niya at naisulat niya that there was this person, no? There was this officer named Officer Julius who was very kind to Paul. At ni-recognize niya yun. We tend to focus on negative wrong sides, no? When we are in the storm, where we are in troubled times. Pero itong challenge sa atin ngayon, let us refocus our eyes to appreciate small things around us. Tignan natin yung mga upgrades, no? Maliliit na bagay na ina-upgrade sa atin at binibless sa atin ng Panginoon. Halimbawa, no, when you pass through drive-thru, no? Minsan nangyari ito sa amin na ang order lang namin ay simpleng cheeseburger, pero pagdaan namin, mag-order kami, pagkita ko, wow, may lettuce, may tomato. So, it's an upgrade. It's an opportunity to thank the Lord for the upgrades, for the tomatoes, and for the lettuce. So, sa panahon po na ito, huwag tayo masyadong tumingin at masipayo sa mga taong nagre-reject sa atin, sa mga taong hindi nakakaunawa, sa mga taong na ayaw sa atin. But rather, let us think of about the good things that God surround us with. At isa po dito ang mga tao na nag-share po sa atin, mga tao na nagpapasalamat sa atin. And on the other way around, tayo rin naman po ay maging Julius. Tayo rin naman po ay mag-serve. Tayo rin po ay magbigay ng mga kahit na small things, no? Sa mga tao sa paligid natin to make life easy and to help them along the way. So, number two. No sense to entitlement. Let's read Acts 27:7-9. We had several days of slow sailing, and after great difficulty, we finally neared Cnidus. But the wind was against us, so we sailed across to Crete and along the sheltered coast of the island, past the Cape of Salmone. We struggled along the coast with great difficulty and finally arrived at Fair Havens, near the town of Plazea. We had lost a lot of time. The weather was becoming dangerous for sea trouble because it was so late in the fall, and Paul spoke to the ship's officers about it. So, now we are in the journey. We are in this challenging situation. And indeed, life is not a fairy tale. No? Kita po natin, dadaan po talaga tayo sa mga pagkakataon na beyond our control. Kagaya po nito, sabi po ni Paul, ano, naranasan mo po nila as Luke wrote it, sabi niya, there was this slow sailing, great difficulty, wind against us, struggled, great difficulty, lost a lot of time, and it was very dangerous. Di po ba, pagka itong binibilang natin ang mga days natin sa quarantine, halos naka 100 plus days na po tayo, no? At talagang sasabihin natin, hanggang kailan ba ito? Paano na yung trabaho ko? Does anyone understand kung ano yung dinadaanan ko? Yan. So, ang dami po nating mga sense of ourselves. At ito po ang dapat nating iwanan. Ito po ang dapat nating iwaksi. Sa panahon ng troubles, lahat po tayo ay affected ng storm. Lahat po tayo ay nasa-shake ang ating mga boats. Though iba-iba man po ang sizes ng ating mga boats, lahat po tayo have our own share of misery, of troubles. Pero purihin ng Diyos, no? Because Paul was very, pagkakilala natin si Paul, he was very strong, choleric, dominant. Pero he remained calm, he remained at peace, no? Pero nagsalita po siya eh. Nagsalita po siya na sabi niya, yung when he talked to the people, no? Nagsimula siyang magsalita ng magalang, ng maayos. Pero habang sila, no, sabi po dito, we had lost a lot of time. Remember, Paul, no, talagang simula nung nakilala niya si Lord, simula nung nakilala niya si Jesus, wala siyang sinayang na time. Talagang almost every day, he was into passionate sharing of the gospel, of the righteousness of Jesus. Pero dito po, in their voyage, they lost a lot of time. Siguro naiinip, pero makita pa rin po natin ang composure ni Paul. So mga kapatid, this is a great reminder sa ating lahat. Again, we are all being affected by this crisis at nasusukat po ang ating mga ugali, no? Nasusukat ang ating mga responses kapag tayo naiinip na. Diba? Kapag kami po, may mga anak po kami, lahat po iyan. Kapag kami ay nag-long drive na, tatanong nila, are we there yet? No? Parang, andyan na ba tayo? Malapit na ba? Ilang stop na lang? Ilang oras na lang? And in discipleship, we keep on asking, God, why is this journey, why is this part of my waiting taking so long? Parang, bakit hindi pa ako nakakakuha ng bahay? Bakit wala pa akong sasakyan? Bakit wala pa akong love life? Bakit hindi pa ako napopromote? Ayan, naabutan na ako ng pandemic. Nakaka-frustrate. And time, no, yung panahon na paghihintay na matagal, ay talagang lumalabas po ang ating totoong kulay. At dito po malalaman natin na yung mga challenges of waiting na yan, bring us, no? Bring us out, bring out in us. Is it the best or the worst in us? So mga kapatid, nais ng Panginoon, kagaya ni Paul, na natili po siyang servant. Though he has a very strong personality, yet in time na long waiting, mabagal ang daloy ng journey, there was great wind, there was great difficulty, yet Paul remained calm. Why? Because he was a servant and he knows how to carry his cross. At kapag tayo ay meron tayo mga sense of entitlement, I am a king, I am a queen, I am the prince, I am the princess, no? Hindi, mahihirapan po tayo mag-carry ng cross. Remember, princesses or princes do not carry cross. Only servants. No, only those who want to follow Jesus. Kaya sa panahon ng crisis, sa panahon ng storm, matuto po tayo maging composed, matuto tayo maghintay, matuto tayo na sa panahon even ng long waiting and yung mga bagay na beyond our control, no, ay maging panatag at hindi naiirita at hindi nawawala ang ating disposition. Dahil ang iniisip natin ay si I, si me, si mine, si ako. So it's time to listen to the wind, to study the things around us, to consider the people around us, and look for the opportunity, the right time to speak out, the right time to speak up, and also the right words to say when we will speak. So, ito po ang example ni Paul during this time that they were able to navigate through the storm successfully. Number 3, listen to wise counsel. So, lagi po tayo nakikinig, tama po ba? Sa panahon na ito, we want advices, we want counseling, we want somebody to speak to us. At nangyari din po ito sa panahon nila Paul. Let us take a look in verse 9, 10, 11. It says here, we have lost a lot of time. The weather was becoming dangerous for sea travel because it was so late in the fall. And Paul spoke to the ship's officers about it. Man, he said, I believe there is trouble ahead if we go on shipwreck, loss of cargo, and danger to our lives as well. But the officer in charge of the prisoners listened more to the ship's captain and the owner than to Paul. So, yun nga po, no? Si Paul, he remained composed, he remained quiet. No, he tried to study what's happening around. At nung time na niya to speak, no, to say something, talaga pong with all honesty, kanya pong sinabihan at winarn ang mga kasama niya sa ship. At sinabi niya na, wow, ang tindi ng trouble na sasalubungin natin at kanya pong inisa-isa, we will experience shipwreck. Ibig sabihin, masisira ang ating vessel. Mawawala ang lahat ng laman ng vessel na ito. At higit sa lahat, mamamatay tayo if itutuloy natin ang ating paglalayag. Subalit, ngunit natapwat, hindi po nakinig sa kanya ang officer in charge ng prisoners. But bagkus, sila po ay nakinig sa captain of the ship at sa owner ng ship. Paul was rejected. But we will see, no, that Paul never insisted himself and he remained quiet after that. So anyway, we see here, no, Paul spoke his heart to the people with him in the ship. And siya po ay nagsasalita mula sa kanyang experience. Naranasan din po niyang sumakay ng mga vessels in the past. At sila po ay na-shipwreck. At mula po sa kanyang karanasan, siya po ay nagpapaalala. Pero alam niyo po, iba pa rin po talaga ang may Pablo sa buhay, no? And sila po ay blessing ng Panginoon sa atin. They are not all-knowing. Hindi naman po nila alam ang lahat kasi Diyos lang yun eh. Diyos lang ang all-knowing. Pero ang mga Pablo sa buhay natin, they are experienced and God speaks to them. At kapag nag-speak ang Diyos sa kanila, talaga po mangungusap din ang Diyos sa atin at sana nga po ay pakinggan po natin. And the bigger the decision to make, the more counsel we need to receive. Lahat po tayo ay tinamaan, no po, ng pandemic na ito sa iba't ibang aspeto. Marriage, parenting, finances, ibang relationships among friends and coworkers, and even personal health challenges po natin. Kanino po tayo humihingi ng counsel? Kanino po tayo nakikinig? Sana po when we have struggles, troubles, or challenges with our families, no? Sana po hanapin natin yung at least, no, 1 week older naman sa ating marriage. 1 week older naman dun sa pagre-raise sa mga toddlers. 1 week older sa mga nakaranas ng trabaho na same work natin. Every one of us, lahat po tayo ay nasa path of either good things or destruction. Lagi pong dalawa ang daan na maaari nating tahakin sa bawat araw. The road to blessing and the road to destruction. But in the middle of this, no, are people who speak over our lives. And every one of us needs a Paul. Lahat po tayo nangangailangan ng Pablo, Apostol Pablo sa ating puso. Imagine po, Paul warned everyone that there will be trouble ahead. At hindi po sila nakinig. And sabi nga daw po eh, in ancient world, no? Talagang you don't travel in winter. Kasi daw po, yun ang nakakatakot. Misa po tinanong ang isang veteran, kung ano ang pinaka nakakatakot, scariest experience that he had in the war. At ang sagot po ng veteran na ito ay yung paglalayag sa gitna ng karagatan sa panahon ng bagyo, sa panahon ng winter. Yun pa po ang mas nakakatakot kaysa dun sa battle itself. No? Mga kapatid, purihin ng Diyos because in the new heaven and new earth, no, there will be no seas na. Wala na pong dagat. Yan po yung sinabi sa Revelation 21:1. Sabi po ni John, then I saw the new heaven and the new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was all gone. So favor po ito sa akin, because ako po ay takot sa dagat, takot po ako sa tubig, takot po ako na mamatay sa dagat. At purihin ng Diyos, meron pala siyang salita na sa new heaven and new earth, wala nang dagat. Ano po ibig sabihin? New heaven and new earth will be the safest place that we could ever live. So purihin ang Panginoon. May pag-asa sa mga takot sa dagat. Amen. So here we can see, no, na lahat tayo may pagpili sa ating buhay. At sana nga po, yung pipiliin natin, alam naman natin, gusto po natin blessing, gusto po natin good things. Kaya lang, kanino nang gagaling ang instruction? Kanino nang gagaling ang advice, ang counsel? Kaya po nakakalungkot na minsan nagsasalita na ang poll sa buhay natin. Pero umiiba pa tayo ng isip. Naghahanap pa tayo ng ibang counsel. At dahil doon, napapahamak ang buhay natin. So, ingatan po natin ang ating pakikinig. Ingatan po natin kung kanino tayo nakikinig. And if we know that Paul in our life is speaking to us, why not listen? And why not follow his counsel? So, here, no, we could see that for weeks, no sun, no moon, no stars, wala po silang makitang liwanag sa kanila pong paglalakbay. And they were, sabi natin, blown by the wind and by the storm. Kung titingnan po natin sa map, no, sila po ay nasa Greece, no, at to Italy, talaga po sila itinangay ng malakas na bagyo na ito. At thousands of miles po ang kanilang paghampas ng paghampas po ng malakas na bagyo na ito na kanilang naranasan. Bakit po ganun? Bakit po nanganib ang kanilang buhay? Bakit po hindi nila nakita, no po, ang mga dadaanan na po nila? Because they did not listen to Paul's advice. So pay very close attention to wise counsel. Listen when a Paul speaks over your life. So number four, throw off what would make you sink. Atin pong i-let go na ang mga bagay na makapagpapalubog sa atin. Acts 27:18-20, we read, "The next day, as gale force winds continued to batter the ship, the crew began throwing the cargo overboard. The following day, they even took some of the ship's gear and threw it overboard. The terrible storm raged for many days, blotting out the sun and the stars, until at last all hope was gone." Imagine niyo po, even the ship's gear, even yung mga lifeboats nila, kailangan na rin po nilang i-let go. Kasi nagpapabigat po yun dun sa ship. Yun pong mga cargo sila, the wheat, the grain, no, lahat po yun, ang laman, talaga pong tinapon na po nila sa dagat. Ang natira na lamang po ay ang kanilang mga buhay. Talaga pong sobrang pagod nila, sobrang pag-aalala, sobrang distressed na po ang kanilang naramdaman. And sabi po ng Bible, until at last all hope was gone. I can still remember, no po, 11 years ago, when we had our mission trip in Crossroad Burias. As a church planting po tayo doon. And buong family po namin ay kasama together with the pastoral staff and some of our friends in Crossroad. It was a great missionary trip na marami na sharan, na-baptize, no? But nung papauwi na po kami, ay kami po ay naka-experience sa gitna ng dagat na dalawang bagyo. No po, talaga pong yung isa daw po ay paalis na, pero dumating yung isa, hinatak yung isa, at nag-struggle sila sa gitna kung saan po kami dumadaan. It was a terrible, terrifying experience for me. And I thought it was the end of everything. My hope was gone. Talaga pong dun ko po na-experience na mawala na ng pag-asa. On my left, I can still remember it was shallow. On my right, ay yakap-yakap ko po ang aking 9 na taong gulang na anak na si Aliana. And nung nakita na po namin na ang lalaki na ng alon at talaga pong pumapasok na ang tubig dagat sa loob ng bangka, I did not stop praying. I cannot cry anymore kasi po hawak ko yung anak ko. Pero ang lalaki ng alon, all I can see was water. And all I can feel was the great wind. And nung sinabi po ng aming kapitan na babalik na po kami, at sabi ko, okay, babalik na kami. At siguro po pagbalik namin, mabilis lang kami makakabalik. But yung isang oras po namin mula dun sa kitna ng karagatan, pabalik po ng Burias, yun po siguro ang pinakamahabang isang oras ng buhay ko. And non-stop praying, non-stop trusting in the Lord. Pero deep inside me, I could die anytime. And purihin ang Panginoon, it was 11 years after, and now we are still alive. And God saved us. Pero kakaiba po ang experience na iyon. Talaga pong kailangan sa punto na ito, kila Paul, no, itapunan po nila ang lahat na nagpapabigat po sa kanilang vessel. Every one of us hold to things that don't matter. Sa pandemic po na ito, pinaalala ng Diyos ang pinakamahalaga sa atin at yun ang pamilya. Of course, on top of it is our relationship with God. With our relationship with God intact, we can learn, we can discern what is the most important thing here on earth. And that is family relationship. Family, your spouse, your children. Everything else don't matter anymore kapag palubog na. So let go of things that lose relationships. And malungkot po, some of us hold on to things that make our families sink. So, mas pinapahalagahan natin ang ating trabaho, ang ating kaperahan, ang mga bagay na kinakatakot natin mawala sa atin, at di natin nakikita ang ating pamilya ay nawawala. Kaya minsan tinatanong natin, Lord, why are you taking this house from me? Bakit ganito? Bakit nawawala na yung bahay ko? Yung pinaghirapan ko? Baka nga kailangan mo ng ilat ko dahil sa tingin mo sa iyong bahay, nandun lahat ng iyong puso, subalit ang mga nakatira doon ay malayo sa iyo. And you ask, why is this job killing me? No, bakit pahirap itong trabaho na ito? Maybe it's time to let it go. Sometimes, what we do in life when we face storms is to hang on to the very things that will sink us. Sometimes, what we do in life when we face storms is to hang on to the very things that will sink us. Ano ang hawak mo ngayon? Anong yakap-yakap mo? Ano ang takot kang mawala? Ano ang ayaw mong mawala? At sana hindi nga iyon, no, ang relasyon mo sa Diyos, hindi nga iyon ang pamilya mo. Na yung pamilya mo, yung relasyon mo sa Diyos ay intact sa'yo. And the rest of the things will not matter anymore. The people in the ship throw all the stuff away. So all of them, no, lahat po sila, yung kanila pong puso ay na-distress, ang kanila pong katawan ay napagod, at halos hindi na po sila kumain ng maraming araw because of the sea sickness. So, yung pagkat tayo ay nasa crisis, pag tayo ay nasa trouble, we want to solve things right away, and we feel distressed, hope is gone, and therefore you don't help yourself anymore, sumusunod ka na lamang do sa distress ng iyong katawan at ng iyong isip. And you lose, no, the appetite to eat, to sleep. At dito na nagsisimula ang depression, an anxiety attack. So, mga kapatid, what is important is our relationship with God. In time of crisis, in time of trouble, hold on to the Lord. Hold on to the things that really matter to you. The things that will last forever. And number five, in that way, sabi doon, don't lose your faith. Don't lose your faith. The problem is that much energy has been consumed po in lightening the ship. Yun nga po. So, buhat dito, haggis doon, buhat doon, haggis doon. Talaga po na-stress, na-distress na po sila. At hindi na po sila nga nakakain. And tila nga po, no, may mga storms sa buhay natin na paniniwalaan natin na ito na yata yung katapusan. There are storms in life that will make you believe it's your very end. Darating tayo sa punto na nagkaroon tayo ng kawalan, nagkaroon tayo ng kalungkutan, naranasan natin ang matinding pagkalungkot, yun nga po. And we think di na tayo makaka-recover at doon na tayo mag-i-end. But who's on the ship? Sino ba yung nasa ship? Nung binanggit na when all hope was gone, there was Paul. There was Luke. Luke was one of the disciples of Jesus. Paul was an apostle of Jesus, God. They too lose hope. Even pastors, even great men of God, no, ay nawawalan din po ng pag-asa, natatakot din. So lahat po tayo. Pero huwag nating hayaan na yung kawalan ng pag-asa natin ay talagang magtuldok na po sa atin. Remember po, sabi dito, in chapter 27, verse 22, but take courage, none of you will lose your lives, even though the ship will go down. For last night, an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve stood beside me. And he said, don't be afraid, Paul, for you will surely stand trial before Caesar. What's more, God in his goodness has granted safety to everyone sailing with you. So take courage, for I believe God. It will be just as he said. Remember that? There was no light, no star, no moon, no hope. But there is God. And God was with them. God showed up to them, to him, to Paul, through an angel. And he spoke to Paul, saying, do not be afraid. Bakit isasabihin yun, do not be afraid? Because God knows Paul was afraid. God sees Paul was afraid. So he said to Paul, be strong. Take courage. Do not be afraid. Kasi sabi niya dito, yung take courage na yun, something to be taken. No? Take courage. It's a command na kailangan mong gawin, kukuhanin mo siya from the Lord. Wala tayo nun eh. Well, all hope was gone. All strength was gone. And then, sabi niya, take courage. Ibig sabihin, take courage from me. Ito, binibigay ko sa iyo. I'm showing up to you. I have a word for you. Take it. So, and Paul took it. Kinuha ito ni Paul. Alam niyo po, ang storms, dalawa lang po magagawa niyan sa atin. It can seal, cement our faith, or kill our faith. When storms come, ano pang ginagawa nito sa atin? Pinapatahimik ba niya yung pananampalataya natin? Pinapatay ba niya yung pananampalataya natin? Or siniselyuhan ng storm na ito ang pananampalataya natin at sinasabing, wow, I have a God who is bigger than this storm. And with Him, no, I can surpass this. I can overcome this. Faith is the anchor of our relationship with God. So, take courage. Be strong. Do not be afraid. You know, meron po isang song na paborito ko po at natutunan ko po ito when I was in the seminary almost 30 years ago na. And the hymn is entitled, It Is Well With My Soul. Ito po ay naisulat mula sa tunay na pangyayari. Meron pong isang real estate investor. Ang pangalan po niya ay si Horatio Spafford. Sila po ay nakatira sa Chicago at naranasan po nila yung Great Chicago Fire in 1871 na nagpa-down ng kanyang business. Sumunod po dito ang pagkamatay ng kanyang bunsong anak dahil po sa scarlet fever. Sa kanila pong distress, sa kanila pong kalungkutan, siya po ay nag-decide na isend ang kanyang wife at ang apat na anak niyang babae on a ship to England. At plano po niyang sumunod pagkatapos lamang po niyang ayusin ang kanyang business. Subalit, ang kanya pong asawa at ang apat na anak nakasama po sa ship na ito, cruising Atlantic Ocean, ay na-involve po sa isang terrible collision at lumubog po ang barkong sinasakyan nila. More than 200 people lost their lives, including all four of Horatio Spafford's precious daughters. His wife, Anna, survived the tragedy. And pagdating po ni Anna sa England, siya po ay nag-send ng telegram sa kanyang asawa at sinabi po niyang, "Saved alone, what shall I do?" Immediately po ay nag-set sail si Horatio sa England. At one point in his voyage, nadaan po sila doon sa kung saan lumubog ang barkong sinasakyan ng kanyang pamilya. At sinabi po ng captain of the ship, "Are you aware that the tragedy that had struck your family happened right here over this very spot?" And as Horatio look out over that big ocean, ang kanyang puso lamang po ay napuno ng comfort at ng pag-asa. At kanya pong naisulat ang himno na ito. "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to know, it is well with my soul." Purihin ang Panginoon. At hanggang ngayon, nagbiminister po ang awit na ito sa ating lahat na hindi maunawaan, hindi makakuha ng tamang salita sa kung paanong maiibsan ang pain, ang hurts, sa mga untoward incidents, crisis ng buhay po natin. There will always be storms to face. Lagi pong may bagyo na tayo kakaharapin. And sometimes, ang mga storms po na ito ay talagang tragic, magdudulot ng kamatayan. But with faith in the loving God, we trust in Him, in His divine help, we can always confidently say, it is well with my soul. So, sabi ng angel sa kanya, "Paul, take courage. Do not be afraid. For you will surely go to Rome. You will appeal to Caesar." So, nung nag-dawn ito sa isip ni Paul, hindi siya mamamatay sa gitna ng dagat. He has a purpose to fulfill. And he took it. He took the word of God into his heart and he kept it. At dito po siya nagsimula. And po, he used this opportunity to speak to the people with him in the ship. At dito siya nagsimulang i-encourage din sila. At inanyayahan niya po yung mga kasama niya po doon na sila ay kumain na dahil tutulungan sila ng Diyos makatawid sa malaking karagatan na ito at makalampas sa napakalaking bagyo na kanilang inabutan sa Mediterranean Sea. At ang sabi niya, lahat tayo ay makakarating sa Pampang. Lahat tayo ay maliligtas. Sabi niya, "We have nothing to fear. God will bring us safely to our destination." And kumain tayo, sabi ni Paul. No, he practically encouraged the people. No, pagka you are anxious, you are distressed, you lose your appetite to sleep, to eat, to take care of yourself. So practically, no, Paul touched the lives of the prisoners, of the officials. Na, come on, let's get up, let's eat. And ano po pinagsaluhan nila? More than the bread and the drink that they have, no, they had during that time. Paul took the bread and sabi dun sa Bible, hinati po niya to. He broke the bread and gave thanks to God. What is that? He was giving, no, the symbolism that God was with them. His body was broken for their salvation. His blood was poured out for their forgiveness. See, remember, the prisoners, they are doomed to destruction. They are doomed to death, to Rome. Yung physical life nila, mamamatay din naman eh. Pero hindi sila mamamatay sa dagat. They will face their execution in Rome. Pero before they face their execution in Rome, no, narinig muna nila ang encouragement ng Diyos. Narinig muna nila ang magandang balita. Nakita muna nila ang katotohanan, how the body of Jesus was broken for them, how the blood of Jesus was poured out for each one of them. And I believe, and I hope you also believe, that these prisoners were given opportunity to know Jesus, to know the Lord as the only Savior. Parang ang sarap isipin, no? Na itong illustration, itong kwento na ito ay makikita po natin na lahat ay haharap sa kamatayan doon sa Rome. Pero katawan lang nila yung mamamatay. But God will bring them safely to their destination. And what is our destination? It's not Rome. It's not the island of Malta. Is their destination? It's heaven. It's the presence of God. What is our destination? Our destination is not just to go to another place, to travel, to earn money, to have our success in life. Our destination is God. At yun po ang best destination. At yun yung journey, yung end journey natin. Kaya sometimes ginagamit ng Diyos yung storm so that we could hear Him and we could have an encounter with Him. Imagine, lahat sila mananatiling buhay. Subalit dun sa storm na yon, sa terrible time na yon, nagpakilala ang Diyos sa kanila. And these 276 people on board were given assurance of safety, security, because God was with them. Same with us, mga kapatid. Marami pong nawala sa atin at marami pang bagyo na darating sa atin. Our bodies, our flesh will perish. But take courage because the Lord will bring us safely to heaven if we know that He is our Savior and our Lord. Amen? So, purihin ang Panginoon for this. And then the last point is this. Sabi dun, let your faith produce obedience. So, Paul was able to take courage, and he has given courage, encouragement to all the people with him. Purihin ang Panginoon for this great opportunity. And nung sinabi na ni Paul sa kanila, now finally Paul called the crew together and said, "Men, you should have listened to me in the first place and not left Crete. You would have avoided all this damage and loss. God in His goodness has granted safety to everyone sailing with you. So take courage, for I believe God it will be just as He said. But we will be shipwrecked on an island." The soldiers wanted to kill the prisoners to make sure they didn't swim ashore and escape. But the commanding officer wanted to spare Paul, so he didn't let them carry out their plan. Then he ordered all who could swim to jump overboard first and make for land. The others held on the planks or debris from the broken ship, so everyone escaped safely to shore. But a good end, mga kapatid. Yes, may shipwreck, pero none of them perished. Wala pong namatay sa kanila sa gitna ng karagatan. Wala rin pong namatay sa kanila sa shipwreck. Though the Roman soldiers, the soldiers with them wanted to kill them. Kasi pag nakatakas po ang isa sa kanilang prisoner, ay kung ano man po ang kaparusahan noon, ay yun ang magiging kaparusahan ng soldier na nagbantay sa kanila. Pero they were able to listen to Paul. Ang sabi po nila, sabi po ni Paul, lahat tayo magiging safe. Iingatan tayo ng Diyos. I believe that. Kasi sinabi niya yun. And whatever God said, says, He will fulfill it. And then sabi, nung binigyan na ni Paul ng pagkakataon ang mga kasama niya, sabi niya, di ba dapat nakinig kayo sa akin noon? Kung nakinig kayo, hindi tayo nakaranas ng bagyo. Kaya sinasabi ko ito sa inyo ngayon, makinig kayo because God appeared to me and He said to me that we will be safely, no, arrive. We will safely arrive in our destination. At nasa atin na po yun. Nasa kanila na po ngayon yun kung makikinig po sila or hindi, kung susunod sila or hindi. Praise God! Kasi nakinig na sila. Nakinig na sila kay Paul at nakasurvive silang lahat. So, they reach the island of Malta. Yes, all of them, binilang nilang lahat, 276, walang missing at walang casualty. So, everyone arrived safely to the shore. And we believe that every one of them, especially the prisoners, they will be able, no, to see Jesus as their Lord and Savior in heaven. Purihin ang Panginoon. Mga kapatid, I want to give you a chance, no, to have a commitment to the Lord from this message. Are you like Paul? Na pupunta ka doon sa destination mo para dun sa pagtupad ng plano ng Diyos sa buhay mo. And yet, somewhere along the way, you have met and you have this interception of troubles, storms in your life. At parang antagal ng panahon, bumibilang ang mga panahon na naiinip ka at tila naging mahirap sa iyong journey. God has a plan for you, for your life. And God ensures you today that He is able to accomplish it. Remember Philippians 1:6, it says here, for I know, sabi doon ng Panginoon, for I am certain that God began the good work in me, will continue His work until it's finally finished on the day of Christ Jesus. Paul received a word from the Lord in the middle of the storm. You will arrive safely in Rome. You will appeal to Caesar. And with that, he was able to take courage. Have God's word in your life. Have God's word in your life. That as you pass through life storms, ito yung panghahawakan. And purihin ang Panginoon for the chance that He has given, no, for the prisoners. It was a great story of deliverance and salvation. Talagang walang pinipili ang Diyos. Lahat mahal niya and lahat binibigyan niya ng second chance. Though ginamit ng Diyos, inalaw ng Diyos ang malaking bagyo na ito, ang turbulent situation na ito for the prisoners to encounter Him. And gayon din po sa atin. Huwag tayong mamamatay, huwag tayong liliban sa mundong ito nang wala tayong tagapagligtas. We will all die. We are doomed to death. Pero let our flesh die alone and our spirit live with Him. And you know, He is able to forgive you and to accept you. No, if we can only repent from all our sins and see the wonders of salvation for all of us. At kagaya ng mga prisoners na ito, they took courage with the words of the Lord. They believe with the God of old. They believe in Him, and they step a step of faith, of obedience, and obedience to follow the Lord. Kaya salamat sa Panginoon for this story. Kung kayo po ay nadaan dito sa aming live streaming, and you haven't sure that when you die, you'll go to heaven. Today is the day of your salvation. Just open your heart. Receive Him. Just like the prisoners in the story. Ang buhay nila ay wala ng kabuluhan. But suddenly, God showed up to them in the storm. And they were given the chance to have a wonderful relationship with Him. Ito rin ang ino-offer ng Lord sa iyo ngayon. And how about us, all of us, facing this storm? Lahat po tayo ay mayroong bagyo. Meron ba tayong kailangang i-let go? Meron ba tayong kailangang bitawan so that we could save our relationship with God and our relationship with our family? And these are the most important relationships we could ever have in life. How are you navigating through storms? Do you still rely on the flesh? Or you are now changing your heart to rely on God alone? That when a pole speaks to your life, hindi ka magdadalawang isip. Kung hindi, you will thank the Lord for He has spoken into your life, and that your response should be a response of obedience. What did you lose in the storm? Ano po ang mga nawala sa bagyo? Ano po ang mga nasira ng bagyo sa inyong buhay? Marahil dumadaan ka sa isang university na pangarap mong pag-aralan, pero hindi mo na makamit, no? Can you still say, it is well with my soul? Marahil, no, nakita mo yung isang girl or isang guy na pangarap mo, pero taken na. Can you still say, it is well with my soul? When you pass through an establishment na dream mong mag-aral, dream na dream mong magtrabaho, I mean, pero hindi ka natanggap, can you still say, it is well with my soul? When you pass through a cemetery kung saan nakahimlay ang iyong minamahal na kabiyak o anak or anybody in our relatives, when you pass through that place, and when you stop right at the very spot where they die, can you still say to God, it is well with my soul? The storms in life, will it seal your faith or kill your faith? Today we will be thanking the Lord, for He is with us. Siguro wala tayong matanaw na star, moon, light, sun, no people encouraging us. But take courage. God is here. God cares for us. Let us confess to the Lord for the times we trust in our flesh rather than on Him. And whatever we are going through right now, or in the past, we've been through a lot. Sana paglingon natin, pagtingin natin ngayon, matinding hampas ng hangin at bagyo, we can still say to God, it is well with my soul. Can I pray for you? Pwede po ba tayong manalangin? Hallelujah, Lord, we thank you for today. We thank you that you are here with us in the time of storm. Dalangin po namin, Panginoon, that your presence, Lord, your protection, O God, ay talaga pong ma-recognize namin sa panahon na ito. And we let go of ourselves. We let go of our entitlement. We let go of trusting in the flesh. And ikaw lamang po ang makita namin sa panahon na ito. Ang tulong mo lamang ang matanggap po namin. Because your presence, your help will save us, will keep us safe, secured, and will deliver us safely to our destination. Panginoon, marami pong salamat. And today, Lord, we open our hearts to you and receive you as our Lord and Savior. We thank you for the forgiveness from all our sins. We thank you for loving us, Lord, unconditionally. Thank you, Lord, for all the lessons we have learned through the storms. And for the coming storms over our lives, Lord, we thank you that we could navigate through it, not with our own strength, but with your love, with your strength, with your hope in us and for us. Amen. Salamat, Panginoon. To you be all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So, today we will be listening to the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. I would like to challenge all of you as we respond to the message, to the Lord's message for today. If somewhere along the way, as we listen to the song, there was this word or phrase that hit your heart, that hit your spiritual eyes, if you sing with Ben, with him, with the hymn, and you declare it, yes, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. If this is really your declaration, that you will not fear storms, you will not be dreadful in the time of storms. Storms will seal your faith in the Lord. Kaya, as you go through it, you will confidently say to God, it is well with my soul. I invite everyone to listen to the song, read through the words as our reflection, and it hit your heart, your soul, and your spirit. Declare it. Declare it first to God. Declare it to the church. Declare it to yourself. That yes, I have a God who is with me in the storm. And whatever comes my way, I declare it is well with my soul. To God be the glory.